Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, February 14th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk with Michael Barnes, Marketing Director with the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market, thanks to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Shout out to them. And a big shout out to my former stomping grounds, Lincoln High School. We've got a bunch of kids in from Lincoln here. We have the FACT members in today. We're going to be talking about what FACT is, what the organization is doing, and what these kids are doing as a part of it, and how they're really impacting our community and making it better. I'm going to go ahead and go down the line for all of these. And as I said during our pregame, I apologize, but I will let you start, my man, if you don't mind getting right up to the mic and introducing yourself.
My name is Michael, and I'm a sophomore.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for being here, man.
I'm Vanessa, and I'm a freshman.
Hey, Vanessa. Thank you for being here. And if you want to share Michael's microphone with him, that might be a little bit easier for the two of you. Thank you for that.
I'm Allison. I'm also a freshman.
Hey, Allison. Thanks for being here.
I'm Isabel. I'm also a freshman.
Isabel, nice to have you here again. Thank you very much. And to see some familiar faces and see some new ones, and always appreciate that. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. I want to get into right away letting the audience know what FACT is, what this organization is about, and what you guys are doing. Who would like to take that? Who can I put on the spot? I mean, ask that question too.
So FACT is a youth-led organization that helps inform kids and parents about what is put in your bodies when you vape, smoke, inject, or inhale any kind of nicotine, weed, stuff like that.
It's great. That's perfect. Nicely done. Nicely done. And this is a topic that has been an issue since I was a kid, long before I was born or anything. And I think that having the perspective of that and being old, I can tell you that we've come a long way with this topic. When I was a kid, you walk into a gas station and there's a billion type of cigarette brands and menthol and all this. And we've gotten a riddle out of that. And that's been a real encouragement. That's been great for our society and everything. But unfortunately, a lot of those companies have shifted from that to vaping and going into that. And it hit a whole different audience, if you will, and some of that. So we've got a real concern there. While we're kind of fixing one thing and helping one thing in society, we have another issue over here. And part of that issue, like when I was in school, it was becoming less and less, quote, cool to smoke a cigarette or something. Like that was, it was on the tail end of it. And by the time I was in my 20s and everything, it became the opposite of cool to smoke cigarettes or anything like that. Unfortunately, it seems like that has kind of shifted that narrative a little bit with the youth and vaping. And the peer pressure that I can imagine can exist with that, because being a former teenager, which I was, I know it's hard to imagine, but I was a teenager at one time, and a very like rebel without a pause, as my mom would say. Like I had willpower, I had all those things, and I still dealt with peer pressure all the time. I imagine that it's still an issue. Is it an issue with this topic? Is it part of the reason for the organization to kind of help with that and kind of, for lack of a better word, counter some of that peer pressure with peer support?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, would you say that that's kind of part of this too, is kind of countering peer pressure with peer support?
Yes.
Yeah. Which first off, I want to just, I'm sorry I skated past this right away. A shout out to you guys and all the other FACT members. This is one of the cooler things you guys are going to do. Like, just period. In your whole careers, in your collegiate careers or anything, this is going to be one of the more important, impactful things you can do. If you help one kid have some support, if you help one kid not grab a vape or anything, you've done your job, let alone all the other people that can and stuff. And not for nothing, but when I was in school, I wish there was a group like this. I wish there was a group that was kind of countering the other side of things and being able to help with that. Have you guys found support through your from your fellow classmates with this with what you're doing here with this? Have you seen more? I'm sure there's always going to be some negative, but mostly positive reinforcement from this.
Yeah, when we were in the middle school, I think we had 5 members, and now we have like 10 in both Lincoln and middle school.
Right on. Very good to hear. Very, very encouraging to hear. Every time I have kids in here, I feel better about the future. Every single time. And you guys have already done it. We're not even 5 minutes into this interview. Nice work. I do want to go down the line with a couple of things. First, I'd like to find out why you got involved with this organization. And Michael, I'll start with you.
I got involved in the FACT because I had never really joined a club, and this was the first one I saw, so figured I'd join.
Right on. Yeah, as good a reason as any. Yeah. Have you found, you know, you've learned a lot from this organization, doing this and being a part of this?
Yeah, we've learned quite a bit doing questionnaires, which we'll get into later.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Michael. And we'll just go down the line here. What have you, why did you want to join this group?
I've never really been in a club before, and all my friends were in it, so I decided to join that.
Yeah, good reason.
At first it was just because a bunch of my friends were in it, but then I also thought if it was a bigger club, like, it could actually help so much more than just having five people.
Yeah, yeah.
In my sixth grade year, FACT was struggling to, like, become a club, so me and a bunch of friends joined, and we started, like, having a good time informing people. I just haven't quit.
Fantastic. Great answers, you guys. Great answers. We're speaking with the FACT group from Lincoln High School right now, and you guys have different things that you're kind of centering on, if you will. And I want to go down the line here and talk a little bit about some of that. And Michael, let's start with you and your some of the FACT initiatives.
Where's the paper?
So, Michael, you had some initiatives for us. What do you got there, bud?
Some initiatives that we've done so far during this year is we did a duck scavenger hunt. And so we'd hide these little rubber ducks all around the school. And then if you would find them, there would be, like, a message on top of, under them or somewhere near about, like, vaping.
Yeah.
We've done a anonymous questionnaire with, we've gotten a lot of feedback from all grades, middle school and also high school.
That's a good idea. Both are really good ideas. Oh, those are fun. That's a great way. And, you know, I think one of the things you learn, too, so much the older you get, not only one of your best friends is going to be perspective. That's a great one. But also just the communicating with people. And very few people will listen when you talk down to them or you're talking at them. But you talk with them or you give them the opportunity to learn, like with the ducks or something like that, where they're just randomly kind of coming across this stuff. People take that in so much better. And that's something that took me a decades into my adulthood to learn that you guys already got down. That's cool. That's really fun. Thank you for that, Michael. Appreciate it. Allison, what do you have for us?
I'm not Allison.
I know I looked right at you when I said it too, and I knew you weren't Allison, but Vanessa, would you?
Yeah, so there's a lot of health risks that come with vaping, like a lot of lung problems, heart problems, and things like nicotine poisoning can happen. And yeah, it's really damaging to the lungs, causes like asthma and bronchitis and like different lung infections, which obviously isn't good to have those because those aren't fun. And yeah, just elevates your blood pressure and adrenaline.
I did my homework before this interview. I prepped for all my interviews for Midday Magazine, and it turns out, yes, breathing is very important.
Yeah.
Breathing really helps. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. Anybody can speak to this, too, if you have done these things and you haven't, and what it's like to take that first breath in the morning or the first time you step outside and take that deep breath. I've been honest with the audience about this. I was a tobacco smoker for years, and I stopped, I think 10, 13 years ago, something like that. And thank you very much for that. It was nice. There were so many things that I was told years and years that, oh, this, you're going to feel better from this. You're going to feel better from that. There were so many things I didn't know. My taste buds came back. And food is amazing. Food is awesome. And I didn't realize how much I was missing out on with that. That first breath in the morning, the way nature, I don't care what day of the year it is or anything like that. Mother Nature, when she hits those lungs, it feels good. There's certain things that really are added bonuses to not smoking or not vaping or anything. Let me look up the positives to vaping and smoking. Oh, nothing. Nothing. Zero. There is literally no positives to doing these things. Nothing but negatives. And I speak to this as somebody who used to do it and everything. So I'm not just throwing that out there or anything. You can go ahead and look it up yourself. Throw it in your search engine, everybody. There is literally no positives to this other than kind of the opinions of these companies and what they tell you can be beneficial to you, and I say beneficial in quotes. Now, the positives to not doing it, well, any scientist, any doctor, anybody, and these kids will tell you the positives of it. And I think that's a great thing to kind of highlight there, Vanessa. Thank you for that. And I promise not to call you Allison again. But Allison, what do you have that you wanted to focus on?
So I'm focusing on the stress of vaping. And most people think that kids vape just to be cool or because of peer pressure. But actually, the majority of them vape to cope with stress and anxiety. But most people just need to realize that that's like the worst thing you could possibly do. It just makes all your anxiety and depression way worse, and it affects your mental health way more than you'd ever think it could.
It's something that I, one of those things that I don't think you completely realize until you're out of this, out of the fog of it, out of the smoke of it, if you will. And it's something too that it's under. I should also mention too. I think it's kind of understandable to a degree, not for kids, I will say, but when we're talking about adults here, because a lot of our listeners out there are older and adults. That you know, whether it is marketing and kind of the stresses of life and stuff, that it's understandable for people to look for a release. And I think that that's all right. It's just as long as you understand what is a true release. When you exercise, when you go for a walk, play with your family dog or your kids or something like that, that releases endorphins. That releases healthy things in your brain. These things are tricking you. These things are trying. They're telling you one thing but doing another. They're saying that hey, this is going to relieve stress. When really all it does is it may take a just a tiny bit of stress away from your life, and all it does is just pile on a ton more stress. Where am I going to get my next cigarette? Where am I going to get my next vape thing? Where am I going to do this? This? Do I have enough? These, and that's just off the top of my head. I mean, there's 100 other things that it leads to too. And I'm not, again, just saying this stuff. I don't just do that on the air. I have researched this. This is science talking. This isn't just me. I'm only repeating actual smart people. I don't really know this for fact, but I can tell you that scientifically, the impact this has on your brain is nothing but negative, and really takes you steps back from achieving what you want to, of having a more peaceful, stressless life. The ends don't justify the means with it. And while the marketing and some of these other things may tell you that, even friends or family may tell you this, hey, it works for me or whatever, that's a lie to their brain. You're lying to your brain. You're lying to your body with that. There are actual beneficial ways to get a release. Exercise, I mentioned as one of them, but there's so many others out there and great resources for you when it comes to that. It's a nice one. Thank you, Allison. Isabel. What do you have for us?
Just background and the addiction of all of those things. Vapes were first created to stop the addiction of smoking and doing weed, and they were created without codeine, methadone, any THC and stuff like that. It only had a small amount of nicotine to help you stop. And then people became addicted to how easy it was to get it, how easy it was to hold it, stuff like that, and 10% of teens between 12 and 17 use them and are addicted. Many buy them from or sell them. They get them from their parents because obviously you can't buy them under the age of 21. And most are addicted to vapes that contain THC. It has been proven that nicotine obviously doesn't do enough, and fentanyl and THC is where it's at. And that's what most people think.
And there is another one of the dangers of this too, is the mixing of things, or to be honest, and this isn't a shot at these companies or anything like that, although I have no problem doing that. These companies are also not exactly run perfectly. Like there's things that happen, even with an everyday pack of cigarettes back in the day, bad things could happen, let alone with these things where you're involving so many more chemicals and liquids and different stuff. It's not a perfect science. And that's just that alone, let alone the way that this can lead to other things. It's important to note that. I appreciate that, Isabel. That's really good. We are speaking with the FACT group from Lincoln High School, talking a little bit about the great work that they are doing over there and the activism with this. I'd like to go down the line with another question real quick. And you've told us why you joined this group. Is there any information that has come up while you've been a part of the group, or anything that has kind of surprised even you? I think almost all of this would be surprising to me because, again, I ain't been in school in a while. But for you guys, even being in the heart of it and still being kind of like taken back by a stat you saw or something you interacted with, or maybe even some positive feedback that you've gotten, is there anything that has really kind of stood out to you or surprised you since you've been a part of the FACT group? Michael, I'll start with you. And you don't have to have an answer, by the way. Guys, I see the looks on your faces. I'm like, look, you don't have to. I'm just curious if you do.
Yeah. So when we did the questionnaire, we had a good majority of even people that didn't vape paranoid about getting caught because we have vape detectors in the bathrooms. Well, people were paranoid that if they go to the bathroom and the vape detector gets goes off, will they get in trouble as well?
Yeah. That's I would have been one of those kids. I'd have been worried about that. That's an understandable worry. And when you hear that stuff or when you see that kind of data, that's the way that you're able to counter that with facts. That's where you're counter that with, no, you won't get in trouble or whatever the case might be. And so many of these questions we keep in our head and we don't ask, and then we don't get those answers. That's really cool. That's cool to hear that the question came up and that you guys were able to answer it. Thank you for sharing that, Michael. Joan. No, I'm joking. I just tried to mess with you a little bit. Vanessa, what do you have for?
I don't know. Like everything, I don't know. I didn't really know a lot about vaping and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that like do it, but I didn't know like certain like risks that it has.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great answer. Just how eye-opening it was for you, even. I can hear in your voice that it was. That's mm-hmm. interesting. Hmm. Allison, how about for you? Was there anything for you?
So just like Vanessa said, just realizing how many people actually do vape just in our one school. And the kids can be like so addicted and obsessed with this that they'll get suspended over and over again and expelled just to go vape.
Isabel?
I learned a bunch of things while on FACT and the board. And one of them was because fentanyl is so addictive, 2 milligrams of fentanyl is a lethal dose. So doing it, even one can kill you. And many of these vapes have like 10 milligrams in them, so smoking a vape in one sitting could kill you. And that's, I think it was 780,000 Americans die from things like this each year.
Yeah.
And just to add to that, the 2 milligrams of fentanyl, that's just the end of a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. That's just staggering. And
many addicts, like even adults, they don't do only two. They mix it with marijuana, codeine, things like that, and they put 10 milligrams in it and they smoke it in one sitting. And there's not really a cure for overdose besides trying to stop your dopamine receptors from basically exploding.
Yeah, that's a really good notes. I appreciate that. And you know, again, I do my homework for these things, and even as an adult and pretty in the know of a lot of this, I've learned from you guys today. I've learned some things. It's one of the things, one of the side stories I wanted with this conversation, and anytime we have you kids, and we need to do this and make this more normal in society for adults to hear kids. We need more of that. It doesn't happen enough. And you guys have a lot to say and a lot of information that we don't have. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys not only informing me, but our audience by some of this stuff. And Isabel, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the activism that you guys are doing and some of the other actions you're up to.
So we have, last year we did a community breakfast with people like the mayor, the police, chief of police. And this year we are doing the same thing, to inform not just people in the school, but the community about the dangers. We recently did a video that will be showed across the school. It's like a little skit about why it's so bad for you. We did an anonymous questionnaire thing about how people have experienced vaping and smoking and things like that in school. A few of the ones that were like really impactful were when people say, I'm scared to go to the bathroom, scared for my life. I don't use the bathroom during the day because I'm afraid I'll get caught. Many of my friends have left me because they were mad that I didn't vape with them. And then there were so many more.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Another one was stress and stress kit, how vaping and people vaping around you stress you out, and then handing out things that can stop you from vaping.
Yeah. I understand you guys actually collect a lot of vapes a month, quite a few, even just in a month's time. I was a little surprised by that number.
We collect about 50 vapes a month, and then we also do a thing where you can anonymously turn in a vape. No questions asked, there will be no judgment, and yeah.
You know, just listening to you guys and hearing some of what you're talking about and remembering what it was like to be your age and everything, that shame part of it is such a key part of this conversation, and not wanting to shame people, not, again, wanting to talk down to anybody or put ourselves above anyone else or anything like that. We all need a hand up sometimes. And giving, you know, your peers that is one of the greater gifts you can give, not only to them, but to yourself. You just don't know how good that can feel to be there for somebody. And you just never know down the line where that karma might help you and somebody's there for you. It's some really important notes. And just another reminder of not only how we as adults need to pay more attention to what's going on with you guys and listen to you guys more. And I mean kids just in general of all ages. But also how one of the most powerful weapons we all have, and every one of us have this superpower, empathy. Just a little bit of empathy. You guys are talking about a topic that is very divisive and can be very, you know, a very separator in school, or even as adults it can be and stuff. But all I'm hearing is fellowship and togetherness from you guys, and hearing support from you guys, and no judgment at all in any of your tone or voices, anything we've covered today. It's all been about just getting the information out there and trying to show some support. That we got some amazing teachers in this community and a great education system, and nobody can teach that. You've got to learn that yourselves, and you guys are picking up on that, and this organization, this group is. I'm very impressed by it. If people would like to find out more about what you guys are doing or anything like that, do you have a Facebook page or anything?
There is an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and a Snapchat page, but you can also go to factmovement.org.
Cool. I got to look that up. I got to find that.
Fact is all capitalized, I believe.
Oh, no, all lowercase.
All lowercase.
Okay. Well, if you can't find it, try both. I would say try both. That's what I do anyway.
No spaces.
No spaces. That's a good one, too. And thank you. Thank you all, not only for the time today, but for putting so much time and effort of your own lives into this. And certainly, again, thank you from the audience, because there are so many things we touched on today that me and my old folk wouldn't know otherwise. So I do appreciate the time, you guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.